It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Although small and unobtrusive, an estimated 13,000 to 17,000 species of lichens spread across the Earth, from the Arctic North to the equatorial tropics. One of those 17,000 species, more noticeable than most, is Litharia vulpina, a brilliant fluorescent yellow-green, moss-like lichen that clings to the bark and wood of living and dead trees throughout the world, from sea level to timberline. Sitting recently in the shade of a large ponderosa pine in one of northwestern Montana's forests, I observed an abundant cluster of Litharia vulpina on a nearby dead branch. Looking up, I found that the pine itself was a quiet host to many more clusters of Litharia. Looking further, I found that the lichen was well established throughout the forest. I knew that this particular forest is home to a herd of mule deer and bighorn sheep, as well as occasional black bear, imported wild horse, and a great myriad of plant-eating insects. So I wondered how such a succulent-looking plant could flourish seemingly unharmed by any browsers. The answer lies in the brilliant yellow substance that gives Litharia its appealing appearance, vulpinic acid. Historically, Litharia vulpina was known as wolf moss. Dried and ground into powder, it was sprinkled on meat to poison wolves and foxes. Today, laboratory studies show that a light dusting of vulpinic acid on garden plants in quantities much less than those existing in the lichen itself will reduce predation from slugs and snails by 85%. Litharia's brilliant color is not the bright chlorophyll of leaf lettuce, but rather a bitter, poisonous acid. Not all lichen species are as inedible as wolf moss. Many serve as prime nutrient sources for species ranging from reindeer to humans. In Switzerland, for example, Citraria islandica is harvested for the production of throat lozenges, herbal sweets, and herb tea. In Japan, the lichen Umbilicaria esculenta is boiled and seasoned with vinegar or sesame paste and served as a delicacy with salad. Historically, several cultures have depended on lichen as a food source in times of famine, and some believe it was actually lichen that served as the manna or bread from God of the Israelites in their exodus from Egypt. More recently, it is reported from some cultures in the Northern Hemisphere that equal parts lichen and wheat flour can be made into tasty biscuits. Although Litharia vulpina will never be enjoyed toasted with butter, humans can have an impact on it. Lichens grow almost imperceptibly. They may increase in size at most 4 millimeters in a year. They also have great longevity, possibly surviving for thousands of years. This makes them vulnerable in two ways. Because they live so long, lichens are more sensitive to air pollution and are often obliterated from the hillsides of smog-producing towns. Secondly, because lichens are so slow-growing, they are unable to recuperate quickly when harvested. Some regions have completely lost local populations of Litharia vulpina because of their use in floral arrangements. Currently, in the Pacific Northwest, Litharia vulpina thrives. Air pollution has not been severe, and the flower arrangers are safely at bay. As we study further vulpinic acid's potential to protect crops from hungry herbivores, however, the very substance that protects Litharia may ultimately be its demise. Too harsh for human consumption, the brilliant yellow lichen is just harsh enough that it may become a tool in the ever more urgent development of global agriculture. This is Danielle Gardner for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can contact the Nature Center in Missoula at 327-0405.